Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising devotion. I want to share a passage that I know I found helpful and heard many times, and I know others have written devotions on it, and I've read some of them. In fact, some of my thoughts may have come from those because it's hard to distinguish what's happening around us, but it's in 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Oh, how much we just need to stop and think about that passage. Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. For God didn't just all of a sudden let you go through this. This was his will for us in Christ Jesus. Well, there's a story that happened some time back. About one foggy night many years ago, there was a near tragedy on a big lake. An explosion occurred and a fire erupted on a houseboat filled with intoxicated, partying people. It was utter chaos. People were screaming and yelling and just didn't know what to do. Fortunately, there was a resident on the shore who could see what was happening, so he swam out to the houseboat, directed the panicked people toward the shore, and miraculously, even though it could have been a terrible, horrible scene, many could have drowned, everyone survived. Later that night, after all the victims and workers were gone, the man sat by a fire that he had started, and there was a reporter who hung around to talk with him. After talking for an hour, the reporter asked one last question. "Well, sir, is there anything at all you might like to just share about this experience?" The man paused for a moment, then looked right at the reporter and said, "Yeah." Not one person said thanks. Not a single one of them. One interesting aspect of human nature is that when we find ourselves in a desperate situation, we cry out for help. We cry out to God. We cry out for anybody who will listen. Even skeptics begin to pray when facing a serious illness or serious injury. And I've been there as people have cried out and wanted me to help cry out for them. When we need the intervention of God, we pray as we've never prayed before. Then when God answers us and helps us, many times we forget to say thank you. That seems to be the course of action by most people in this world. As a people in trouble, we know we need help. And the Lord hears us, and we ask for more, and then we ignore. And then we ask for more, and then we ignore. Yet, when it comes to showing us his love, he's always there. He's always there. We should stop for just a moment and think about this passage. Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you. I know that many of us are walking through difficult times right now, times we never anticipated we'd ever walk through. But as we walk through many trials and struggles found by living in this world, we are to stay focused on God and what he has and is doing for us. Why? Because God does not see or do things we might see or do in the way we think they should be. He is God, and he always seems to find a way to demonstrate his love, his power, his strength for us, just when we need it most. At Easter, God revealed to us once again the most powerful demonstration of his love by reminding us that he gave his only begotten son to die and then rose from the grave for us. He didn't need his son to die and raise from the grave for him or for his son. We needed it. Jesus died solely for us so that we could have an opportunity to accept his love and find his forgiveness and live a better life while we're in this world. That's it, plain and simple. So this Easter, let's all take time to thank God for his love, his son, and the grace that gives us life. He deserves it, and you'll be blessed and better off as we do it. Take a few moments. Think of this passage again in 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18, and then spend some time in prayer. Pray for those who are seeking healing, like Faye Hattari, Skylar Miller, and Drew Ryle, and Chuck Wilson, and many others. Pray for those who are being baptized, Crystal and Keith. Pray for those who just need an extra love and strength for the day and for the time in their lives, Jan and Truce, and Don and Alice, George Myers, brother and sister-in-law. Pray for our nation, our churches, our families. Pray for our kids. And then take a little bit of time and pray for your own needs. God hears us, and he's ready to answer us no matter what. God bless you, and have a great day as we continue to serve him and enter into this Easter weekend. By the way, if you're coming on Easter Sunday, don't forget to bring some flowers for the wreath, the thorn of crowns that we bring to life with the new flowers. God bless you and have a great day.